welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for today, Friday, 29th of April. I'm your podcast host, Christy Moffat, and today I'm joined by ISIS senior editor, Judith Taylor. Hi, Judith.
Hi, Christy.
Today, Judith and I are chatting about base oils. Let's start with prices. What's going on in the market?
Well, it's interesting, as always. There's no no dull moment in America's base oils. But what we have right now is we've had an increase posted price from Motiva, a Group 2 producer. They came out on April the 19th with a plus 15 on their light and mid-grade and a plus no change on their 600 grade. But they were a little behind the rest of the market. The rest of the market moved in March. Up about 15 to 20, and Motiva did not do that. They chose not to at that time. They were still watching crude oil, of course. In the meantime, crude oil has strengthened from the low 40s, about 40 per barrel, to, you know, 44 or 45 per barrel. That upward movement encouraged Chevron to announced posted price changes effective this week. They came out on their Group 2. They are only a Group 2 producer. And they came out with a 20 cents up on their light and mid-viscosity base oils and 10 cents up on their 600 grade heavy base oils. So we have a little bit of movement there, and the market is watching to see if someone in the Group 2 tier is going to follow the Chevron move, and then what might happen in the other tiers like Group 1 and then Group 2 plus and 3. The market pretty much at this point would be watching probably, definitely in Group 1, they're going to watch for Exxon to see if they do something. And then if someone else will step into the ring following Chevron. So we are going to go into May with a good market, stable, much more stable than it has been. But these little price iterations could happen every week. We could see some movement.
Well, with all of that happening, can you tell me a bit about what's happening with supply?
Yeah, we were oversupplied pretty heavily in the fourth quarter, and that has moderated tremendously. We were oversupplied on the light grades, particularly in Q3 and Q4, and the heavy grades carried a premium through Q4 and now into the first quarter, the beginning and into the second quarter. We've seen the lights and mids, especially the lights, that has moved toward a better balance. Whether they did that because they changed their base, their crude oil slate, or made some, you know, changes in their production capacity utilization, I don't know. But it has moderated. At the same time, the heavy grades, for probably those same reasons, are in better supply. So we're looking at a better balanced market right now, insofar as the supply factor is concerned. The tightness in the 600 grade, I get a little bit of mixed input on that, but the prevailing commentary indicates that the 600 grade is balanced. There are some who might say it's snug, but I understand from people who are exporting that they're not having trouble finding those volumes.
Can you tell me a bit more about Group 1 and Group 2 dominance of the market?
Yes. Just for a comment on that, for those of you out there who maybe don't follow it quite too closely, but in the base oils for ISIS, you know, we're very aware of how these tiers are changing. And it's a historical issue. It's been going on for a good long while that Group 1 was so dominant everywhere. But over the last 2 to 3 years, and particularly with the advent of Chevron's Pascagoula plant at the middle of 2014, the U.S., the North American market, is now a strongly predominant Group 2 market. Group 2 base oils are known as a workhorse base oils. The people who are the experts will tell you that these base oils can handle about 97% of most of the motor oil needs, given the fact that there's always a blending component involved with any of them. And the Group 1 oils are looking like they are finding their home in the heavy-duty markets, the markets that need a little bit thicker oil in to protect them in their lubricating functions. So we're looking at a strong Group 2 market for North America. That means that, you know, exports to South America are going to be predominantly Group 2. Now, if you look at Europe, you've got a strong net short in Group 2. It's been a Group 1 market historically. We've got four closures on Group 1 plants in Europe, and everybody's watching for more to happen, but it happens slowly. The European market needs the premium oils as much as anybody else does, but as far as their production is concerned, they are still a Group 1 market. So you've got those dynamics. Good for the U.S. because it's an opportunity to export, and we'll see. You know, it's the continuing unveiling of the wonderful movement in base oils.
Where does Group 3 base oils fit in all this?
Fits in big time. This is a premium base oil. There's no production here in the States of note. The two key producers are SK Lubricants and Phillips 66, both of whom have agreements and options for producing it elsewhere and then bringing it into the States for distribution. But as the requirements for motor oils, which of course is the finished product for base oils, as the requirements for motor oils get increasingly stringent, as the weight ratios of both the engines and the vehicles in total becomes lighter, then lighter viscosity base oils are needed. And this means that Group 3 is sought after. So, you know, we're watching the dynamics there to see how Group 3 continues to play in. But these premium oils, and by that I mean Group 2 plus, Group 3, and then the polyalpha olefins, PAOs, these oils are getting more discussion in the market now because the buyers need them. They've got to use them in their blending components.
What does demand look like right now?
I just met with some contacts yesterday, and even though we keep watching for an uptick, a spring uptick that's been traditional, it has some flat pockets in it right now. It's good. It's got some stability in it. But what I've heard is, you know, a month will start out with some good orders coming in and some good sales, and then it'll kind of taper off. Maybe it tapers in the front end of the market end of the month, and then the second half is a little bit better. But when you put those things together, it's steady. It's not exciting. And the buyers are very cautious of both the crude oil price, the base oil price, and what volumes they're going to need. So you've got a very cautious buying sector, and I think that's keeping any demand boost sort of in check right now.
Well, thank you, Judith.
Well, you know, always ready to talk about base oils any day, any time. Just meet me and we'll talk. Thank you so much.
If you'd like to read more about what Judith has been talking about today, visit ICIS.com for all the latest news on base oils, along with our coverage of the other petrochemical markets. And don't forget to tune in next week for our next podcast.